Dear Cheap Astronomy, what's the story with Artemis 3? You may have heard that NASA's Artemis program has undergone some changes, with the actual lunar landing having been pushed to Artemis 4 now, while Artemis 3 will just be an Earth orbiting mission focused on perfecting docking between the Orion and Human Landing System spacecraft, of which there are currently two potential candidates: the Starship Human Landing System, or HLS, and Blue Origin's Blue Moon. The mission will also do some astronaut extravehicular activities with the Axiom Extravehicular Mobility Units, that is, the spacesuits that NASA astronauts will eventually walk on the moon with. So, Artemis 3 ends up being a rough copy of the Apollo 9 mission, in the same way that Artemis 2 is a rough copy of Apollo 8. Incidentally, Artemis 1 would have been a rough copy of Apollo 6, except Apollo 6 never managed its planned translunar injection maneuver, so essentially Artemis 1 did what Apollo 6 was meant to do. Anyhow, Artemis 2 is due to launch in April 2026, and Artemis 3 is roughly scheduled for mid-2027, but of course for that to happen, Orion will need something to dock with. A Starship HLS mock-up could conceivably be launched soon, since a number of uncrewed standard Starships have already been launched, although a Starship HLS mock-up would need to at least have a docking port and a pressurized compartment with onboard control systems, assuming that the plan is not only to dock with it, but also allow astronauts to board it and practice some pretend lunar mission maneuvers in Earth orbit. There's also plans to launch a Mark 1 Blue Moon in 2026, so a Mark 2, which would be the Blue Moon HLS, is also feasible, although it's not yet built. And what's not yet clear is just how flight-ready or moon-ready the Starship or Blue Moon HLSs will actually be. A major challenge for both spacecraft is to develop new ways of managing cryogenic fuels. Apollo used hypergolic fuels, which can ignite at room temperature without oxygen, but both of the HLS Artemis candidates want to use a liquid oxygen cryogenic fuel mix to do the same things. It is challenging to store cryogenic fuels for long periods, since they do have to be kept in a fluid phase, which means they have to be kept very cold. If they start warming towards their boiling point, they will exert a lot more pressure on storage vessels and tubing, risking a potential explosion, although it's more likely there'll just be lots of leaks, which is known as boil-off. This is a worry, since once you've left Earth, you've only really got what you carry with you, so if it all boils off, that's pretty much game over. So both SpaceX and Blue Origin are chasing zero boil-off solutions, which will need to work for 10 days or more in a real lunar mission. This is at least feasible on paper, and some ground tests do look promising. Blue Origin's challenge is big, since it will use liquid hydrogen with a boiling point of just 20 Kelvin, as well as a small molecular size, which makes it even more difficult to contain. SpaceX is avoiding hydrogen altogether and going with liquid methane, which is a larger molecule and has a boiling point of 111 Kelvin. SpaceX has the additional challenge of Starship being so big that the only way it's going to get to the moon and then land on it is to be refueled in Earth orbit. This plan does look feasible, it's just that it's never been done before. So, again, it's unclear if the intention of the Artemis 3 mission is just to test the HLS spacecraft docking and general flight readiness, or their actual moon readiness. If it's not a moon readiness trial, and if it's really going to happen in mid-2027, it probably won't be, Then it seems it's down to SpaceX and Blue Origin to demonstrate their zero boil-off flight solutions, as well as demonstrating their respective vehicles are capable of a lunar landing at some point prior to the Artemis 4 mission. Alternatively, and this is just cheap speculation on our part, another Artemis mission might get slotted in, which would perhaps be a rough copy of the Apollo 10 mission, where astronauts fly to the moon on Orion, dock with their respective lunar landers in lunar orbit, and do some flight testing there. And maybe we then land on the moon with Artemis 5, probably in 2030-something. But hey, this is just cheap speculation.